540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People in a northern Wisconsin community are beginning to see the extent of water contamination in their area. Stuart J. Waddles with the details.
The Wisconsin DNR has been testing groundwater in private wells in the town of Stella, just outside of Rhinelander. Some well tests have returned readings of 36,000 parts per trillion of PFAS. The state standard set for the family of chemicals is 70 parts per trillion. The forever chemicals have also been found in several Northwoods lakes, the Wisconsin River, and the Pelican River. PFAS have also been linked to several different types of cancer and various other health concerns. Members of the community near Stella also fear the impact it may have on tourism if visitors learn the lakes and rivers are contaminated with the forever chemicals. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin Democrats are keeping up the pressure on Republicans thinking of impeaching Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Nate Wegehout has more.
The $4 million Defend Justice campaign will consist of television and web ads, as well as door-knocking campaigns. The state Democratic Party will also launch a website to track Republican lawmakers' positions on impeachment. Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agar joined the Devil's Advocates radio show on Wednesday. She says the impeachment threats are the Republicans' way to change the rules and stay in power.
No one twisted the arms of over a million voters in Republican districts to vote for Justice Protasiewicz in this race. This was a decision that was between individuals and themselves and their ballot boxes.
Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the campaign proves that Protasiewicz is closely tied to the Democratic Party. Madison police say surveillance video led them to the suspect accused of beating a University of Wisconsin student nearly to death. Terry Bell reports.
The investigation moved swiftly. The attack happened early Sunday and the suspect was arrested yesterday morning. Assistant Police Chief Paige Valenta says homeowners and businesses in the area near the attack were quick to share their security footage.
As a result of this video, detectives were able to read a license plate that directly led to the identification of Brandon Thompson as the perpetrator of this assault.
Police Chief Sean Barnes says Thompson pretended to be a bystander when police arrived, then drove away. He was pulled over Wednesday in Fitchburg. Meanwhile, police say the victim has a significant healing process ahead of her. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
A food hall in Milwaukee that advertises itself as low risk has seen almost full turnover of its vendors after 1 year. Paper Table Food Hall rents kitchen space to people looking to open their business. Many vendors broke their leases to leave the bad situation. Some allege they were targeted by Paper Table because they were minority-owned businesses eager to open. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. Luke Mathers, Civic Media News.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The person allegedly involved in the assault on a student from UW-Madison has connections to Milwaukee. Authorities have identified the suspect as 26-year-old Brandon Thompson, who graduated from UW-Milwaukee with a degree in criminal justice. Madison police have confirmed that Thompson is the sole suspect in the rape and beating incident that took place last Sunday, targeting a female student in her 20s. Police have determined that he had been following her prior to the attack. The Waukesha Common Council has given the green light to a bid of $837,000 to tear down the Horizon West condo building. Since the evacuation of Horizon West in December of 2021, tenants have been dealing with legal disputes and the loss of their home equity. A settlement was reached in June between the city and the Horizon West Condominium Homes Association. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Packers missing their top two receivers. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers getting ready to play the Bears in Chicago on Sunday, but missing from practice was Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson. Head coach Matt LaFleur on what will they do if they're without their two best and most experienced wide receivers, both listed with hamstring injuries.
We've got a plan in place. You know, we'll play the guys that are available and ready to go. And the one thing about this league is nobody cares.
In the past, LaFleur has turned to running back Aaron Jones to line up as a receiver. I asked quarterback Jordan Love how is his chemistry with number 33.
It's been good. It's been something that we've been working on, but he's an explosive player in the run game and the pass game, so it's definitely a guy we got to get the ball to, get the ball in his hands and let him go do what he does and make plays. But the more we can get him, you know, running routes, doing things that he'll do in the game, the more we can use him, the better.
Is there more pressure to get the running game going with Jordan Love now at quarterback? Packers running back A.J. Dillon.
No pressure, man. Everybody, offensive line, receivers, running backs, tight ends, the whole offense is capable.
The game Sunday at Soldier Field, kickoff at 3:25. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers remain ranked number 19th in the nation, one of four Big Ten teams in the AP's top 25 this week. The Badgers are on the road Saturday night against Washington State, game time at 6:30. Baseball, the Brewers are on the road, headed to New York, where they'll play the Yankees tomorrow night. The Crew lost in Pittsburgh after a controversial strike three call to end the game. Top of the ninth, the Crew down by one with a runner on base. Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Two away in the ninth, and now it's William Contreras. He struck him out looking, and the Bucks got a call. A comeback over the first place Brewers.
Video showed the pitch was way outside. The Pirates ended up winning 5-4. Manager Craig Counsell asked, did the home plate umpire make a mistake?
Yeah, you never want the game to end on a missed call.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK. Shaw at 101.1 FM.
Hey, what's up, man?
Brother, what's up? This is a
hey,
big party,
you?
Man.
Yeah,
brother, like, solid.
Right
on.
What's up, man? What's your name?
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. How are you?
I don't know, man. Is it time to write the epitaph on the summer?
It kind of feels that way.
It really does, man. You know, it's a record-breaking summer all across this nation, the hottest summer on record. And all it takes is one morning to get up and the wind is blowing and you forget it's been 90 degrees 3 days this week. I mean, really, man, you know, it's kind of fickle, man. You know, you go from 90 to 50 and 55 and it's like, man. But, you know, part of me says, hallelujah. But part of me is crying crocodile tears. It's the beginning of my end. Yeah, man. Man, I know, man, I shouldn't be saying this. It's just September 7th. And man, you know, we just know it, right?
Yeah, today is going to feel like the middle of October.
Yeah, anyway, for those who love this brisk weather, and maybe it's just because we went from those high 90s and high humidity and to the breeze that's out there now, you know. And maybe it's because I know and we know that the NFL football season starts tonight. And maybe, you know, I mean, I see some leaves that are starting to change. Man, what am I talking about? man, you know, I don't want to see it go. I don't want to see it go, man. You know, and But I don't want to go where it's hot all the time, because we've seen, you know, with this season, what happens when you're places where it's hot all the time. I don't know, man. Climate breakdown has begun. Global swelters to hottest summer on record. People may not believe these things. They don't have to believe it. You know, it's today, people don't want to hear the truth. They just will not accept science. And so it doesn't matter, you know, what some people believe. They may not believe that that's really the sun that's in the sky. You know, somebody on Facebook may say, hey, the sun is the moon and the moon is the sun. And people are going to believe it, right? No science has to be involved. People will believe anything and everything. And, you know, yeah, I've reached that time in my life where, you know, the way it used to be, right? When I was a young person, the people would say, hey, man, you know, it used to be. And I would say, hey, man, whatever it used to be, leave it there. I'm a young guy. I'm looking forward. And I really don't want to hear what it used to be. Well, it's come full circle for me now. When I was a young man, you know, things were a little bit different. But I'll tell you, if I can go back into the archives of life and my life, and, you know, we could distinguish the difference in the seasons. You knew what it was, what it was going to be. You knew what to expect for the most part. Those times have changed. And for whatever reason they've changed, whatever reason people want to believe that they've changed, the science clearly states why these things have changed. And so I've got to go with the science, man. I've got to go with the science. When you look at all the different things, and you know, Calvin, it's not just the weather changing in America. It's all over the world, man. It's impacting nations all over the world, the hottest temperature, you know, that they've been able to measure. You know, some will say, well, you know, how can you say the hottest temperature in the history of the world? We weren't all around and they weren't measuring. Well, so we're just talking about from the time that they've started measuring, Calvin, that it's been the hottest summer, you know, that the world has known. The earth just sweltered through its hottest June, August on record. And that's the key thing, on record. For those of you who want to argue, you know, that we weren't around and so that's why we can't believe this. The hottest June through August on record. European scientists announced Wednesday, in addition, ocean temperatures were also at unprecedented highs in August, and in Antarctica, sea ice remained at a record low for the time of year. It was also the hottest August on record by a large margin and the second hottest month ever after July 2023, according to the World Meteorological Organization's and the Climate Change Service. Climatologists define summer as the months of June, July, and August. Officially, the first day of fall isn't until September 23rd. Hey, Kevin, wake me up when that time comes, because I'm going to be trying to hang on as long as I can. Our planet has just endured a season of simmering, hottest summer on record. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said in a statement, climate breakdown has begun. And, you know, we have got to address all of the different things that cause this. And, you know, there's this big argument right now that Joe Biden has shut down drilling in Alaska, some parts of Alaska, and people are reveling. He's shutting down at a time when the oil prices are soaring. President Biden is shutting down the drilling in Alaska. We've got to put an end to that. We've got to put a stop to that. We need, you know, part of this clearly is addressing or trying to address what many scientists know is a point in time that is coming. And if we don't realize it, if we don't accept it, you know, record warm oceans, you know, Calvin, they're sea animals that if they die, that feed the life in the oceans, right? You know, I mean, plankton and other things that we can't see can't survive when the ocean temperatures are 75, 80 degrees. So if you lose those things, what do you lose? You lose the whales, right? You may say, well, the whale, I don't get to see whales every day. They don't impact or affect my life in any way, shape, or form. You know, there's some people who may say that, Calvin, who listen to this show. They may call in and argue that point. But the truth of the matter is all of those things are interconnected. When they started pulling out the coral earlier this summer, the coral reefs were dying. And the scientists had to pull a lot of the coral reefs out of the ocean because the temperature was killing them. And, you know, I don't have the scientific background in any of those things, but I do defer to people who have it, Calvin. And when they start saying those things are critically important to what's happening, I'm going to listen. So, you know, we're at this point that we can almost start saying, I started digging out my winter clothing this morning, Calvin. I put away my short pants and put away all those other things, and I'm getting out the winter gear. Might be a bit early, but we never know. Up is down, down is up, right is left, left is right, and we can't count on things like we used to. Back when I was a young man, it's a new world. And, yeah, it's only September 7th, but man, it's a little bit darker, Calvin, than it was a little while ago, right? Less light, you know, we kind of know the days are shorter and it won't be long. Yeah. I am sounding the Grim Reaper alarm this morning with the weather. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry. Auto Glass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Auto Glass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Auto Glass Now today for full details.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies today with a high of 66. North winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows level off around 53. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Highs around 69. Ample sunshine expected Saturday with daytime highs approaching 72. 74 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, that guy's on the line. I didn't talk about politics yet, but I guess he's ready to talk about it already. Good morning to you, CJ. What's going on, man?
Morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. Global warming.
Yeah.
Whether you believe it or not, we are coming out of an ice age, and can man affect it? Well, not sure. There is conflicting science. You think there's only one science for that? I watched David Turk, the Secretary of Energy, testify in front of the Judiciary Committee for appropriations. And you know what it's going to cost the U.S., he predicts, to go to carbon zero in our economy? And I'll tell you that number, but
I don't care what the number is.
It was asked, how much is it going to change our degrees, the temperature? He couldn't give 1/100th of a degree change.
Should we make an effort? Right? I mean, the issue is whether or not we should make an effort. Again, the hottest summer in the history of, since they've been tabulating, of the world. not America, but the world. All of the things that we know that are happening, to say, well, you know, we can't guarantee anything, I think is foolhardy. And I don't care how much it costs, if it's worth making sure that the future of the people who come behind us is a little more secure than it is now, I'm all for that. It's not about Democrat or Republican, man. What?
Do you know that the offshore wind mills, the energy windmills, are killing the whales, the sound of them? So, you know, that is affecting wildlife. That's why record whales are dying and ending up on the shore.
Hey, CJ, let me ask you something. Okay, I told you the coral reef, they were concerned about the coral reefs dying, and scientists start taking apart the coral reef. And you're telling me about windmills killing some whales. I got a couple guests in. I'll let them chime in. My colleagues, Johnny Watermelon. Good morning to you, Johnny. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl.
And Dan Brown. You guys want to respond?
Can I start? Yeah, first.
Yeah, go ahead.
The caller mentioned something about scholars that don't believe in global warming. And I just have two points. One is that for every one scholar that doesn't believe global warming or climate change is real, there's like 170 that do. The other point is if you do happen to find a scholar that whose beliefs fit your belief system, find out who's funding their research. Because chances are, if Monsanto's funding that research or Archer Daniel Midland is funding that, Rochelle, that scholar is going to skew on the side of what that company wants him to come up with for the, and so that's your one scholar, I think, or whoever that is that don't believe that think that climate change or global warming is a hoax.
Johnny?
Well, the only comment that I would make on that, and it probably doesn't ring well with a lot of people, but I have a concern about the dollar amount that's spent on all this too. What's earmarked for that, and how do we control that with the international community, like China and Russia, India, all that stuff? So it's kind of like a handful of silly putty that you're trying to mold and to get all these people together. It's just really a tough deal. But I do agree that there is an impact, that there is warming, there is global warming. Okay, how we get a handle on that, and is it caused exclusively by human intervention? I don't think so, but I think it has an impact. But we have to do something as concerned citizens for our planet. For the future, I mean, you can't sit on your hands, okay? Let's do something, Earl.
CJ?
That's my point.
CJ?
Well, should it cost? Yes. Should it cost our economy? That's the question. China's building a coal plant every 2 weeks. And the mere fact that, we're going to cost $50 trillion. Look at the agriculture land you're taking up with these solar fields. You're paying farmers huge money.
The land we're not using because we're
food.
Subsidizing it.
So, what?
The land we're not using because we're getting living, off of
that
our borders.
Is bull.
It's not
that
bull.
Is bull.
Have you worked in these rural communities like I have? There's not a lot of farming going on, CJ, like there used to be.
Yes, I have. And I've got relatives who have been approached by We Energy and the energy companies that are giving them, it's like the towers, the telephone towers. You know how much they get paid a month?
Tell me.
For a cell phone tower? Big money. So the mere fact that you guys want to ruin our economy, ruin our agriculture,
ruin
the wildlife.
The agriculture's
the
already been
that are being killed by the solar towers. Carbon zero, not
hey, hey, CJ. Do you enjoy using your cell phone that you have? Do you use
it? You should be able to do both.
Okay. So what's the you can't you do it without the cell towers, right? Okay. Listen, we got to go to a break, man. Gene, hang on. 844-967-2789. I'm joined by my colleagues, Mr. Johnny Watermelon and Don Brown. We'll be right back.
Keep keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Court papers show the special counsel investigating Hunter Biden intends to seek an indictment this month. Former federal prosecutor Harry Littman.
I think the message is simple. They're going to throw the book at him on a gun charge that they were previously going to let him actually work off in a couple years.
CBS News has obtained internal information showing Congressman George Santos staffers knew he'd lied about his past a year before he was elected. CBS's Scott McFarland.
There are so many parallels in this internal opposition research report to the troubles Santos faces today, including the criminal charges.
Schools in nine states have now said early dismissals are closed because of stifling heat and lack of AC. Hugh Barrett's son is a kindergartner in Washington, D.C.
I was shocked. I couldn't believe that we didn't have something as basic as air conditioning, especially knowing that there was going to be 95-plus degree heat.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The superintendent of Waukesha Schools says there have been no big improvements in the district's busing situation since the first day of school. On Tuesday, it was reported that 20% of the bus routes in Waukesha were left uncovered. The superintendent attributed the issue to a shortage of bus drivers. As a result, students in Waukesha schools are waiting around a lot longer. The bus company says they are actively recruiting and hiring additional bus drivers. You're going to have to wait a little longer to get on the hop. The reopening of the intersection at Wisconsin and Broadway in Milwaukee is expected to happen on Saturday. The closure has been in effect since last Friday due to an underground water main break. The extensive cleanup and repair work required has contributed to the longer-than-expected closure. The shutdown at Wisconsin and Broadway has also impacted operations on the hop, which remains temporarily closed. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You don't never need help from nobody else. All you got to do now, express yourself.
I may change the name of my show to Express Yourself.
Earl, you play the coolest music, man. Every day and every way. You have the greatest lineup of music. Dude, you should have been a DJ in your...
No,
you
man,
must have been in your
on.
Former life.
I was never a DJ.
We should have a late night DJ.
What I am is an old guy who's been around a lot of different music and in my time and remember all the great music from when I was a kid to now. We've been blessed, man, to be baby boomers and live at a time. Yeah, you know, I remember as a young guy, you know, the Beatles and all of those groups and all through all the way through R&B and all of that and so I can, you know, I'm still lucid enough that I can remember all those old the music of my era. Anyway, got to go. Oh, we just come back from a break.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Express Yourself.
That's
On the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Sure. Text us at that same number. I'm joined by my colleagues, Don Brown and Johnny Watermelon. Yeah. And let's bring Gene in from Eau Claire, and then we're going to move on.
Me
Good morning
Gene.
To you, Gene.
Right.
Thank you for waiting. You say what?
Hey, I love your music, too. That's wonderful. You should have a music show, Earl. I'd be listening all the time.
Go, Gene.
So my good friend Jorge... is going to be starting his music show. I think it's either this Saturday or next Saturday. So we'll be announcing Jorge's music show.
Fantastic.
But go ahead, Gene. You wanted to talk about climate.
Well, yeah. I mean, remember when we had that other governor, restricted people talking about climate change?
Scotty.
And I mean... It was pretty sick. And it's like, you know, I really pay attention to what's going on in our country and the news and that type of thing. So I document, you know, like even nightly news to pay attention to what subjects are they talking about. And every goddamn night, there have been storms, there have been fires, there have been, you know, high heat. I mean, it's unbelievable. And then the storms and more hurricanes are coming in, and, you know, places where they never had really bad storms are getting them, and then there's also having water shortages, and it's like, wake up, CJ, wake up. We cannot afford not to pay attention and do something and work all as a group to try to help the young people that are going to have to live in this world as it just, you know, if we don't do something about it. So thank you for bringing up this issue, Earl.
Hey,
you've
Gene,
got a great show.
Hey, thank you as always. You know that you got to be concerned about, you know, the people who come after us. Let's go to Ken. Good morning to you, Ken. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. Is climate change causing fires?
Well, you know, there are scientists who will say, you know, the dryness of what is taking place is why the fires are happening. But look, in Wisconsin, 7.5 less inches of rain that we missed out on this past summer. That's highly unusual, man. Something has caused that. And so there's a dryness all over the state and all over the nation. And people will see that in what happens with harvest, right? When it comes to harvesting the corn and the beans and all the other things, that shortage of rain has had a major impact on farming. And it's going to have a major impact, as it relates to, you know, when people are ready to buy the produce. Johnny?
Ken, I got a question for you. What do you think causes the reduction in rainfall?
Where's the reduction in rainfall in the state?
I just told you.
I mean, that's empirical data. So I'm asking you just a general question. What do you suppose is attributed to the reduction in rainfall, not just in the Midwest, but across the country?
Where's the reduction in rainfall?
All right. Thank you very much for the call. you know, so we don't need to go any further. let's do this, man. Well, okay, you want to...
Can I respond real
quick? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'll say, you know, I'll dignify Ken's initial question with
this climate change called forest fires. None of us here are scientists. We can't give an intelligent answer on is that nature is about balance, and climate change threatens that balance in the way of the amount of rainfall we get, moisture in the air. We do know, like you said, dryness cause forest fires. I mean, they happen spontaneously in places like Colorado,
right.
And I have family out there that have had to endure those. And when climate change increases the odds, there is perhaps a direct or indirect impact. And that's where we got to be careful. And we got to think about, hey, CJ wants to look out for our farmers. You know, he should be fighting for how we minimize the damage of climate change. If he wants his relatives, why is his relatives even talking to the cell phone companies for towers? Wouldn't they rather have a more prosperous farming business?
Let's do this. Let's bring Marty on. Hey, good morning to you, Marty. It was good seeing you at Labor Fest, man.
Oh, no. Pleasure was all mine, Earl. Doing a great job, as I said. We all remember Eric Vaughn, and you're filling his shoes pretty well, in my opinion.
All right.
Nice.
It was called Eric.
No problem.
Earl, you know, we got this climate change going on. We got dryness all over, and we just adopted at the city a brand new climate change plan. It's hundreds of pages long. It's in depth, very well written, and so forth. But I don't know if you know, or anybody really knows or appreciates, we have a development about to happen on the northwest side, west of Northridge. So you have Northridge, 152 acres of desolate, except without regard to the Menards, which is doing a great job. But the rest of the property is completely desolate.
Has been for over 20 years.
And at the same time, next week, the city of Milwaukee, the Common Council, is going to take up a proposal by a developer to cut down thousands of trees. That is what the developer told me at a community meeting. I said, how many trees are we going to lose? He said, thousands on a 52-acre site. Earl, this site is forested. This is more dense than the North Woods. You go in the middle of this forest, you do not know you're in Milwaukee.
Right.
This has specimen trees. A lady even, or somebody from the DNR, indicated that there's even a butternut tree on this property. I don't know what a butternut tree is, but it's a special tree, I imagine.
Right.
Has 42 varieties of birds. Wow. This is in the city of Milwaukee. This is like Central Park, better than Central Park. And this developer plans to cut down thousands of trees to put up low-income housing. And we have Northridge, 152 acres, 1,000 yards to the east. Vacant, flat land, where this proposal, this BS proposal, can go.
See, Mark,
to cut down thousands of trees in this environment, in this climate, when that takes up all that runoff, all that moisture, all, you know, fresh air for all the children playing in the area, thousands of trees are coming down.
But Marty, that's the politics that I always refer to. And people are at the mercy of their elected officials. And if they don't know about these issues, and I know, Marty, you're a guy who's always on top of those kind of things, these things happen, right? If Marty's not out there making some noise and getting other people to realize what's getting ready to happen, it's going to happen, man. I wish I had more time, man, but thank you very much for the call. Your point is valid. Let's go to Mary. Hey, good morning to you, Mary. How you doing? Thank you very much for listening, my friend. I know your take on this.
Yeah, good morning, Earl and gentlemen. For people who have missed the Journal Sentinel's article recently highlighting the young people's successful lawsuit against Montana State, and this is a leading edge of youth address of climate change. They have the greatest interest in what's coming down,
yes.
And they've got the intelligence and the creativity to deal with it. Unlike we older generations.
You know, Mary,
thanks for the coverage here.
And they also have more to gain. you know, they're beginning their lives. And so they should be concerned about what it's going to be. And as they prepare to live their lives, we didn't have to worry about, for the most part, a lot of those things. And I always say we have this responsibility to make sure that those people who come after us have a better opportunity. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, you say what?
Hey, Earl, first off, we the people ultimately collectively are the government.
And say hello to our co-workers, man. Say hello to my co-workers, Johnny Watermelon,
Don Brown,
and Don Brown.
Good, good morning, Tom.
I always love Don and Johnny. They're awesome, man.
All right.
And they're great. So thank you guys for being on the show as well.
Sure.
Thanks. Marty is one thing that's really nice is to have people like Marty, you know, that can speak up.
Right.
And tell us what's going on and things like that. And that's something that we as the people should be doing. Because at least with our politicians, we can actually do something about it to stop it from happening. If this is owned by a private corporation, we have no say.
It's a private owner who owns that land. It's a private owner who owns that land.
Is there the private owner, though, that's going to actually be...
No, not the developer.
So he can do whatever the hell he wants with it, then, and we have no say in what it is. And that's the problem with private versus public. If it's public, we still have say in it. We can go and show up at our local meetings, and we can actually, you know, protest our politicsters and because they're getting paid off by whoever.
As he said... The elected officials play a role in it. They can say no.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If it's a truly private corporation making the decisions, people out there, you have no say. And for Ken, Mr. Brilliant rhetorical question, Ken, you know, the thing about it is if it places like Paradise and places like Hawaii, the reason why some of that stuff did happen, yes, climate change is a factor in it. But when you have a private corporation, all they care about is the bottom line and going towards their shareholders, where at least in the public interest or where it's in the public square, we actually still do have control. We can either vote people out. We can either speak up. But whether it's a private corporation, we have no control. So anybody that wants to get things privatized, just remember, you have no say. And what happens, and it's all about for profit. At least in the public, we still have say.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Johnny?
Tom, hey, I just wanted to make a quick question here. Out in California, what is your spin or the...
Tom is gone.
Sorry. Okay. So maybe just a question here for our listening audience. You know, there's been a notion floated by some folks that if you clean up the underbrush in these high-risk areas, it will greatly reduce these wildfires. So I'm just asking for a little bit of input. I think some of that is relevant to this topic, creating new fire lanes, getting a little different management perspective on protecting these great forest lands that we have. So I'm just kind of throwing that out there and see what everybody
You know, finds. Johnny, your point is valid, and they do that, but it's not. You need an army.
Right.
Of people to do that and the cost that's associated with it. And there's so much land that it's almost
like
an impossible.
Corps of Engineers or something like that.
It's almost an impossible task to do it. Johnny, quickly.
Oh, no. I'll come back from the break.
Yeah, Johnny, quickly. Yeah. No, because we're going to move on. Quickly, you can respond. We got a minute.
Oh, I was just going to say that.
Oh, no, we don't
no,
have
No, we
that.
Don't. All right.
We'll do it on the other
we'll
side.
We'll come back.
We'll be right back.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association. If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 66. North winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 53 tonight. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 69. Tomorrow partly cloudy. Ample sunshine expected Saturday with a high of 72. 74 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently it's 55 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm joined by my colleagues Don Brown and Johnny Watermelon. And guys, it's time. Football.
Yeah.
Is here.
Yeah, let's get ready for some football.
Man, football is here.
It is. And Earl, as you know, Johnny and I, last 3 weeks, we've been covering Waukesha South High School football, and that continues to be a real joy, especially that we're so connected to Black Shirt Nation. But this Saturday night, a historic moment for our radio station, WAK Radio, Johnny and myself will be broadcasting the home opener of Carroll University football in their second annual Quick Trip Glazer Bowl against neighboring Wisconsin Lutheran College.
Glazer Bowl.
And the winner gets
you ever have one of them?
Let's
There's
get
a
ready
big
to
Glazer
rumble.
Trophy. Oh, it's fun. It's fun. So, you know, a little bit about Carroll. It's our university partners. We live in a university city here in Waukesha. Wisconsin's oldest university and perhaps one of the oldest football traditions. This is the birthplace of the forward pass right here at Carroll University. And more history is being made. The Pioneers are coming off two back-to-back winning seasons, 6-4 seasons. They missed the playoffs by one game last year. They return 8 seniors on defense, or 8 returning starters, I should say, 7 returning starters on offense. And so these guys are primed. It's going to be an exciting season, and I'm really honored to have Johnny by my side as we broadcast.
We're going
to
have so
football.
Much fun.
So
man.
Who's doing play-by-play and who's doing color?
I'll be doing play-by-play. Johnny's on the color, but we kind of bounce back and forth. So because you know I'm a colorful guy, and so is Johnny. And
yeah.
So I
got a fresh box of crayons so I can color things up nice.
That's it.
Because I keep things a little simpler than Don does. He's a real nuts and bolts guy with the X's and O's.
Yep.
And I just kind of pay attention to the goofy stuff that goes on there and make my comments and kind of get things rolling that way. So
what time does it kick off?
Kickoff's at 6. Coverage starts at 5:30. Our faithful producer, Anastasia, will be there to help us along. And maybe one of these games we'll have Calvin make a triumphant return. He was with us last season for Blackshirt football. So we got a great crew here at WAUK Radio. And want to thank you, Earl, because I understand you and Sandy will be covering the Blackshirts game on the 29th at Waukesha West while Johnny and I travel to Rock Island for the Augustana game against Carroll that next day. So that's going to be a great experience for South Nation to have Earl and Sandy broadcasting Blackshirt football.
Yeah, man. You know, We don't want to mix apples and oranges, but Carroll College, Carroll University football, what division are they in?
They're in the CCIW, the Collegiate Conference of Illinois and Wisconsin, arguably the toughest or one of the two toughest conferences in Division III football, the other one being the Wisconsin one that Whitewater and Eau Claire are in. But the national champions last year and in two is North Central out of Naperville. They're in that same conference. Augustana's in that conference. A lot of great teams. So it's really a very competitive conference. And, you know, as a background, the new millennium hasn't been kind to Waukesha football, both for the Black Shirts and Carroll University. These past two seasons, this was Carroll's first back-to-back winning season since the 90s. So it's a new day. There's so much excitement among Pioneer Nation. That stadium, there's not an empty seat on game day. And we're just so excited. Coach Mike Budashevsky was hired in 2020 during COVID. So he had to wait a whole season or two seasons to put his team on the field. And so he's done such a great job. He's got a great staff, great kids, great family support. And we couldn't be happier to be a part of this this new partnership with our university partners.
Tom from L.A. You're a football guy, Tom. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know what, this season is going to be all about love. And we all need to remember that it is about love. I think Jordan Love's going to do a great job.
Hey, Tom.
A lot of people, I think, having.
Tom, we're talking about Carroll College football.
Carroll University now.
No, I know. I know. I went to St. Norbert myself.
Nice.
Ago, so,
right on, a DePere, Wisconsin area, guy.
Hey, Tom, I'm going to switch gears for a quick moment. You're out in L.A., right?
Yep.
Los Angeles? And you like music?
Yes, I am.
Check out Cole Gallagher.
Yes.
His grandma's from Waukesha. His dad grew up with me in Western New York. He's one of the great up-and-coming rock stars, great guitarist in the Les Paul tradition. So be sure to look for him when you're looking for great live music in L.A.
Cole,
C-O-L-E, Gallagher.
Okay. I definitely
great young talent. Google him. You'll find his website. And spread the gospel about Cole Gallagher.
I just want to answer one other real quick question, if I could, Earl.
Go ahead.
Places like Paradise and places like Hawaii, because I know Johnny asked that question actually after I hung up. That's why I called right back. Those places are privatized utility companies. And what they do is they don't cut back the different foliage and different things that do cause more problems with fires. At least when a public company like the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power is doing it, they're not doing it for the profit motive for the shareholders. They're actually doing it for the people, that are paying for the electricity or what have you. So to answer his question from before, if it's a private corporation, they will cut corners. And because of climate change, we do see a lot more, of course, problems. But those problems could be mitigated a little bit if we actually had somebody not just doing it for the shareholders, but actually.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll do one more segment with the guys. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.